There has been a lot said recently about the redistribution of federal boundaries. It's important for the people of Sudbury to know what the changes could mean for them. The Constitution of Canada requires a review of electoral districts every 10 years. The aim of these reviews is to ensure districts reflect the changes and movements in Canada's population. Independent commissions working separately in each province lead the redistribution process. To be sure, adjusting and establishing new electoral boundaries is a complex and difficult undertaking. The Commission for Ontario has proposed a redistribution plan, which would see Northern Ontario lose one electoral riding. This would leave Northern Ontario with 9 seats, instead of the current 10 seats, in the House of Commons. All 10 Northern Ontario members of Parliament have come together to voice our concerns about the proposed changes. Chief among these concerns is the loss of an electoral district, the creation of electoral boundaries that will be more challenging to serve, and the limited number of consultations. At the very core of our objections is the ability to serve constituents. Effective representation should ensure that MPs are accessible, and that residents have equal access to federal government services, regardless of where they live. This has traditionally been a challenge for people living in Northern Ontario, where there is often a lack of public transportation, reliable cellular and internet services, and easy access to government agencies. For many Northern Ontario residents, members of Parliament are a gateway to the federal government. To reduce the number of representatives for these individuals is to diminish their access to federal government services and to lessen their voices in Parliament. The 10 Northern MPs are not opposed to some adjustments of boundaries. In fact, I support the boundary changes for the riding of Sudbury. The Commission's changes meet the two required criteria of ensuring equal population and preserving communities of interest. An important goal of the Commission is to not divide communities of interests. And one can readily understand why. Historical and cultural characteristics of a community are important to the people who live there. It is also important to take into consideration key elements of how people live, work, play, go to school, and receive crucial services such as emergency and healthcare services. As the hub for Northern Ontario, Sudbury's urban community characteristics must be preserved. Sudbury is a vibrant and innovative urban center, and this makes it an important and vital community of interest for the North. The Commission got it right when it comes to the riding of Sudbury. Equally important is what the people who live in the respective ridings think about the Commission's recommendations and the impacts these changes would have on them. I have spoken to many people in the riding of Sudbury. All have expressed the need to keep the Sudbury riding whole, maintain representation of a Sudbury MP, and preserve the 10 electoral ridings for Northern Ontario. Regardless of the outcome, my priority is, and will continue to be, serving the constituents of my riding and achieving the best level of service and support for our community. Vivian LaPointe is the Liberal MP for the Sudbury riding.